what?
Tui and applesauce. Three words for that. Ooh, la, and la. When I'm wrong, I say I'm wrong. Oh, it's gangbusters.
Damn a shake in NFL. In NFL and Dave. Damn a shake.
Hello, football fans. Your old pal Dave Damashek here. Adam Rank right over there. And we're ready to break down on our latest Sunday night edition special of the Dave Damashek football program. Ready to break down numbers 50 to 41 in the top 100 current players list on NFL Network. And my outrage grows with each passing week. I think it has peaked at number 41 with Ben Roethlisberger. So there are 40 players in the NFL that are better currently than Ben Roethlisberger. Ben Roethlisberger, the two-time champion, the man who in his 7 years has been to 3 Super Bowls, to 4 AFC title games, 3 of which he's won. He is the 41st best player in the NFL.
But this is what we talk about every week. What are we basing it on? Is it on only the 2010 season,
or
is
it the one in which he went to the Super Bowl? The one in which he was 2 minutes away from claiming his third crown?
Yeah.
The one in which he helped. Listen, he didn't have his greatest game in the most recent Super Bowl, but obviously he brought the team back, and it looked bleak in that Super Bowl. They almost came back and won that game. I don't understand. I get it that he missed the first 4 games of the season for nefarious reasons, but are NFL players, his peer group that voted on this, are they really holding that against him?
Apparently.
Listen, glass houses, fellas, glass houses. If that's fine, if the commissioner and residents of Mount Pius want to sling their stones at the likes of Ben Roethlisberger, but I don't think the NFL players, I don't think his peer group really is in a position to be doing that.
Yeah, and we've found out just through the process of elimination, there are 7 quarterbacks, starting with Roethlisberger, 7 quarterbacks, and I'm going to assume that we've already discussed Eli Manning's out. So the other 6 that would be left would be Michael Vick, Philip Rivers, Aaron Rodgers, Drew Brees, Brady, and Manning.
I mean, listen, one makes me angry out of that? Michael Vick, if it is indeed based on 2010, then yes, he had the superior year. The only guy who you would argue had maybe a better year is Tom Brady, and even that is questionable. When Michael Vick was healthy, he was dynamite with the Eagles. But Phil Rivers? Phil Rivers didn't get to the playoffs. And I know everybody wants to defend Phil Rivers as, number one defense, number one offense, they missed the playoffs. Is that purely a product of the special teams? I mean, is that really what we're going to blame it on? Phil Rivers,
yes.
Guess what? Phil Rivers has been in the NFL for 7 seasons, just like Roethlisberger and Manning. He's the only one that doesn't have a ring. Those Chargers teams have consistently been good. He hasn't even made it to a Super Bowl yet.
So how do you think it's his fault?
I think he's the quarterback. I think it's hard to not rank him as one of the major reasons why. Yes, LaDainian Tomlinson deserves more of the blame for his, let's call it. It's cowardice what he did. But and Phil Rivers, conversely, was quite courageous hitting the gridiron on that day with the bum knee. But the point is, he hasn't. I'm not discrediting Phil Rivers. I'm merely saying.
Not?
To the degree that I'm saying he shouldn't be ranked ahead of Ben Roethlisberger.
Based on 2010? Just because of the playoffs. He was challenging Marino's 5,000 yards.
Haven't we already agreed, though, that this is not based on 2010 with some of the names that we've seen?
Some
on
of them
list?
Have to be.
Though. Donovan McNabb made the list, so therefore it is clearly not based only on last season. Or else Donovan McNabb wouldn't be on the list. So if you widen it out to the last couple of years, obviously Ben Roethlisberger would. It's an outrage. How can you try and defend this? 40 players ahead of Ben Roethlisberger?
Well, no, the 40 players thing is ridiculous. I don't understand why you have to make it. I don't know why you have to make it about Phillip Rivers.
Oh, you're right. How about I'll make it about this? How about I'll make it about this? Robert Mathis is three behind Ben Roethlisberger. He's three behind Ben Roethlisberger. Robert Mathis, and I'm confused about this. First of all, so you're saying he's three, and what when you do, I took statistics in college and didn't do very well because I skipped five classes in a row, and by the time I went back to class, I had no idea what they were talking about. But I digress. I do remember the thing about margin for error is plus or minus five. So plus or minus five, if we apply that, we're basically saying Roethlisberger and Robert Mathis have the same value, or Joe Thomas has the same value as Ben Roethlisberger. Is that right? So if we have a draft, Robert Mathis is about the same value as Ben Roethlisberger if we are starting NFL franchises. And it's confusing too, because as we're always told, Peyton Manning is the only guy on that team. He carries that team. His offense has to drive things for that team because the defense is lousy. How is it possible that Robert Mathis could be on this list? And wait, I imagine that we're going to see Dwight Freeney showing up in the top 50 ahead of Ben Roethlisberger as well. How is this possible that we could have two defensive players from the Colts on this list when Peyton Manning has to carry that team? And Reggie Wayne, whose name we have yet to see appear, I expect to see somewhere in the top 50 as well. Explain that one to me, Rank.
I don't get it either. I thought it was Peyton Manning and a bunch of Wedge Antilles.
A Wedge Antilles reference. Wow.
Do you think our producer got that one?
I bet you he doesn't.
Not a chance.
We should ask Necktie Milner. We should give Next Necktie week. Milner. I bet we could give him 100 guesses what that is a reference to, and he would never be able to get
it. No, because he knows our movies.
He could
narrow it down by process of elimination.
Yeah, he knows it's. He would know.
He would think it was Heat, probably.
Yeah. Yeah, with you, it's either Independence Day. With me, it's Star Wars. And the other thing that really stood out to me from this list, I mean, listen, I'm seething about this Roethlisberger
slight. This is the worst, yeah.
The Roethlisberger slight is absolutely ridiculous. Brian Urlacher showing up at number 49 is interesting to me. You know, I guess he has been the cornerstone of a lot of good Bears defenses over the last decade, eh?
Yeah, absolutely. But the thing is, and I think this is the bigger question, and we're already ridiculous. The list is already
Tony and applesauce. How's Tony Gonzalez on this list currently? Again, if it is a career achievement list, fine. If it's based on 2010, Tony Gonzalez is not five. It should not be at number whatever he was, 46 or 47, came in there. So there are only four dozen players in the NFL you'd rather have than Tony Gonzalez. That's ridiculous. But anyway, back to Urlacher.
Is he a Hall of Famer?
I think that when the vote goes down, I think he will be. His limitations will be forgotten by the time the voting process begins. I don't know that. Yeah, he's not as complete as, you know, he's got the wheels and everything. He is an exciting, when he made the league, the backstory that he played some offense in college and that he had those wheels that he had. You didn't see a lot of middle linebackers with the kind of speed that he has, but he is still limited a little bit. I think ultimately he can be a little bit soft, but again, he has been the linchpin, it seems, for some great Bears defenses. I think he probably will wind up in the Hall. How say you?
Well, I think because the way the Hall of Fame works and how we've seen the kind of selections come over, he's got the name. He'll probably go into television, which always helps. So, you know, he was a big name and people liked him.
You kind of look like him.
Yeah, thank you. He was a big name. People kind of liked him. And so I think he will. And it's also a thing of a shout out at the Hall of Fame where they have to let four people in, at least four people in every year. So if the lockout, if the NFL ended today with the lockout, everybody who ever played in the NFL would eventually be in the Hall of Fame.
If the NFL never played another game.
Yeah, because they have
everybody
to select,
would get in.
Because they have to select at least four people every year. So 500 years down the road, our ancestors would be celebrating Dieter Brock coming into the Hall of Fame.
At the induction on the gold jacket for the Pro Football Hall of Fame in this calendar year, 2374... Weegee Thompson. That's how it would go.
Pretty much.
Everybody gets in.
Everybody's
wouldn't
in.
The Hall of Fame sort of cease to be relevant if there was never football again?
No, they'd have to keep it
going. Just keep going?
It's a museum. It's awesome.
I guess so. Yeah. Dinosaurs out there, even though there are no more dinosaurs
walking
the face of the earth. Yeah, you make an interesting point.
What was the movie with Sylvester Stallone and Wesley Snipes?
Jurassic Park?
That one.
Yeah.
Just like that. Sandra Bullock.
I saw that one. Yeah. So he's a... Oh, no. I'm thinking of the one with Emilio Estevez when his car crashed. That was Free Jack.
Yeah. Free Jack.
Weird name for a mainstream movie. Sounds more like a porno film. But anyway. All right. That's it. We'll be back for more Hooey and Applesauce later on. We'll be back with episode number 5 of the Dave Damashek football program coming up next week. In the meantime, thanks so much, football fans. It's been a thin slice of heaven.